Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction to prohibit the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. ABC's Selena Wang has more from Cambridge, Mass.
This is huge relief for the nearly 7,000 international students at Harvard University. That's about a quarter of the student body, and their futures have been hanging in the balance as the Trump administration has been ramping up its pressure campaign on the university, most recently targeting international students.
The Trump administration is appealing last night's ruling by a New York-based federal court that stops most of the president's tariffs right in their tracks. Devil in the Ozarks, screams the FBI wanted poster, with a $10,000 reward for murderer and rapist and former police chief Grant Hardin, described by those who know him as a sociopath. He broke out of prison Sunday, just walked right out. With a cop-looking uniform, the guard opened the door. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A former Michicot teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a student pleaded not guilty Tuesday to federal child pornography charges. 37-year-old Ryan Schrader's federal trial will begin August 4th. No federal bond was set because Schrader is being held in the Manitowoc County Jail on 19 state charges, including child pornography and sexual assault of a child. The state and federal charges come from an alleged sexual relationship with a 14-year-old student. Schrader will appear next in Manitowoc County Court for a scheduling conference on the state charges June 17th. The Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill will affect Wisconsinites. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says those enrolled in the program are already living on the margin, and small dollar changes will force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing health care or choosing food. Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits.
The 18-acre Max E. Peterson Fieldhouse and the grounds it sits on of the now-shuttered UW-Green Bay Marinette campus will become a facility for the Greater Marinette Menominee YMCA. The Marinette County Board voted Tuesday to sell the fieldhouse to the YMCA for $1. The Y will also receive $500,000 from a $2 million state grant to the county to redevelop the fieldhouse. The Y plans on expanding the fieldhouse. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70, and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the On the Edge podcast, which you can find wherever fine podcasts are available. Also, his YouTube video blog. For that, you want to look for Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Phil Itner, Philip, by the way, backwards, last name, first name, at Blue Sky and on Twitter. Phil, welcome back to the program. I hear that Russia and Ukraine are going to enter peace talks on Monday. Is that straight story?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
Especially since Putin is saying that Zelensky isn't a legitimate president, so we won't even negotiate with you guys until he's out.
Well, and especially since he has openly said that he intends to meet certain strategic goals and that he has the capacity to do that,
right,
before, you know, any real peace talks will start. So it's, again, it looks, well, let's hope it happens. Let's hope it happens. But because we all want peace. No more than the Ukrainians themselves, yeah. No more so than the Ukrainians themselves. But it, I think, is another yanking of the chain that Putin does, particularly with Donald Trump. And so, we can hope. I think the Russians are getting the message that the Europeans are getting tired of these games.
Yeah.
But again, we're going to have to wait and see.
It seems like every time Donald Trump is asked about, some significant change in the balance of power over there and the possibilities of Ukraine, defending itself, the most recent one being that Germany has said that the long-range missiles that they're going to be supplying can be used inside Russia. Trump's response when the press asks him about it is, ask me in 2 weeks. We're going to look this over. And he's been doing this two-week routine now for 3 months. Do you see any evidence that Trump may actually stand up to Putin, or is this just bluster?
It's a lot of talk.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's all it is words. Even when he kind of says, Vladimir, stop, or we're gonna have to take a stronger stance with Putin, because I don't like what he's doing. It's all well and good to say that. But then you turn around and you also attack Zelensky, and then you also refuse to sell them, not even give them or provide them or make an aid package, which includes weapons. You're refusing to sell weapons. I mean, we had a terrible weekend last week where we were under intense fire, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of this last period.
Memorial Day weekend.
The Memorial Day weekend. And it was horrific. It was intense. For hours on hours in the middle of the night, we were assaulted with drones and missiles. And, you know, we don't need talk. We need Patriot missiles. We need air defense. And I just, until I actually see something tangible out of the Oval when it comes to helping Ukraine, who are the victims of this war, make no doubt about it. There is no false equivalency. Then, you know, as I say, much like the talks, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. So what is the status of the war? How are things going there?
It's bad. It's bad. These attacks on Kyiv are particularly awful. The first night out off my balcony and through my window in my bedroom, I could see air defense missiles being launched. But on the second night and the third night, I did not see that. And I don't know if that is them, the Ukrainians, keeping their powder dry for maybe a larger attack, or whether or not they have decided to be, maybe they don't have Patriot, because it is the Patriot that's going to take out these missiles. Right. The drones can be taken out with, you kind of throw a lot of lead into the sky, mm-hmm. a machine gun fire kind of thing. That'll do for drones. Not perfect, could be better, but that'll do. We need large anti-aircraft missiles like the Patriot missile system, or a clone or an equivalent system to knock out these Scud. You know, you remember the Scud missiles
from
first Gulf War? Yeah, from Saddam. That's the size. They're far more destructive. They're more powerful. They're faster. They're more sophisticated than those Scuds. But basically, that's the size of the warhead that we're looking at. And those need Patriot missiles. And unless that happens, they're going to be huge, damaging attacks on any city in Ukraine that the Russians intend, on attacking, most notably, of course, Kyiv. So that's what we need. We need them yesterday. And Trump has only been an obstruction to that. So it's been rough. It's been rough. Right. And on the front line, the Russians continue to make advances. They seem to be gaining more in what appears to be a new full-scale kind of offensive. So they do seem to be making larger gains on a daily basis, but it's still incremental. It doesn't get them much closer to their strategic goal of changing the government in Kyiv or taking back control of the Black Sea North Coast by conquering Odessa. Those two things seem very, very far away. There's still that. We had a very welcome report out of the UN today, basically verifying and substantiating what is called the human safari, which is Russia using drones to target and track and follow and kill civilians along the front line area. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are drones that are operated in that very narrow area between the opposing forces. So you can have drone operators, and they will follow people down the street. They will follow them into their apartment buildings. I mean, this is terrifying stuff. It is meant to terrorize. And so the UN put out a report backing this up, and that is a welcome, at least acknowledgement, but now we need to do something about it.
This is like Skynet stuff. I mean, this is like something out of a bad science fiction novel.
It's really, really scary. It's really bad. Yeah. You know, they will do things like the first drone will hit your window, and then a second drone will fly into your apartment. I mean, this is the stuff of, it's a dystopian future technology that it is. It's Skynet. It's and they do it on purpose. They must know, because there's a drone operator on the other end of that signal, mm-hmm. with goggles on or a controller. He knows what he's hitting, and he's hitting elderly women waiting at bus stops. He's hitting, people going out to get their medicine. People are locked indoors in places like Kherson or in Dnipro because there's the constant buzz overhead of drones, of the propellers. Mm-hmm. And it's It's terrorizing. It is a war crime. It is targeting civilians. And, you know, it's good that the UN put out this report, but the international community has to recognize that this isn't a, this is not an ambiguous war. There is a good side and a bad side. And I as a journalist who is trained to be objective, you know, I don't say that with, I don't say that glibly. The Russians are terrorizing the population of Ukraine. They're killing them indiscriminately, whether they're soldiers or civilians. It doesn't matter. The attacks in Kiev here, they were meant to terrorize. The attacks in Kherson, they're meant to terrorize. They're meant to empty that city so that they can flatten it. You know, it's there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Moscow is the perpetrator of this war. They will continue to perpetrate this war. You first began this conversation talking about possible peace talks. Putin doesn't want peace talks. Putin wants more war. Right. And the sooner we wake up to it, and I hold no hope that that recognition will come out of the Oval. But there are the rest of us, the American people, need to know that the Ukrainians are suffering, and they didn't deserve this. So, they didn't ask for this. They didn't provoke it.
Last question, Phil. Some weeks ago, we heard that President Macron of France was going to supply some anti-aircraft weaponry to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And then last week, we heard that Germany was going to be supplying medium and long-range missiles, you know, with without restrictions to Ukraine. Has any of that stuff arrived yet? I mean, do we have any sense of when this is going to happen? Is Russia hurrying up their attacks on Ukraine in the hope that they can, you know, take the country down before that happens? I mean, are the dynamics changing at all?
I think that their summer offensive was something that was going to happen regardless. And I say they, I mean the Russians. Mm-hmm. They were going to launch a summer offensive no matter what. But they're not making massive gains. This statement by the Germans and by the French and, you know, the Western allies might be in their minds as let's grab as much land as we possibly can before we start getting it in the neck and mm-hmm. are forced to the table. And that also includes sanctions. Right. That might be part of it. They might be trying to grab as much as they can before they recognize that they're being forced to do some sort of negotiation. The fact that the Germans said that they would, you know, there's no limitation on how far the Ukrainians can strike into Russia is welcome news. There is, before he was confirmed as chancellor, the German Chancellor Merz said that he was going to provide long-range cruise missiles, these Taurus cruise missiles. I would not be terribly surprised if they're already here. I don't think Berlin is going to necessarily advertise, and nor is Ukraine. Sure. So I think more weapons are on their way. But the problem is, again, that America seems to be the partner that is withdrawing from this. The Europeans are going to have to really ramp things up and quickly. And the Ukrainians are going to continue to fight no matter what.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Edner, check out his podcast, On the Edge. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Tom.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight offers comprehensive eye care and the area's most advanced dry eye treatments by utilizing intense pulse light and radio frequency therapy. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, I'm one of them. I love their sleep gummies. And 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but you got to check out their sleep gummies. cbdistillery.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour, and...
quite a bit of stuff in the news here today. The Trump administration, this is just nuts. I mean, this is Bob Kennedy and the conspiracy nuts around him have been on this jeremiad against these mRNA vaccines pretty much from the beginning. And now Moderna has developed an mRNA vaccine against the bird flu, which all it's going to take is like one small mutation for this flu virus to suddenly, you know, become a human pathogen and kill potentially millions of Americans. And so we had Moderna developing this vaccine, and there was a $776 million grant. Now, this is not even $1 billion. This is a rounding error in the federal budget. $776 million, nothing in terms of federal money. I mean, this is, you know, a bad Friday afternoon for a defense contractor. And this would have done it. I mean, they already did the stage, whatever it is, the early stage trials, where they tried this vaccine out on 300 healthy volunteers, and they found that, hey, it actually does protect people from infection by the bird flu. So now, you know, the question was, okay, we did it on 300 people, now let's do it on 10,000 people, and then, you know, if we don't see any, you know, consequential side effects, then we can roll it out to the public. And that was the $776 million that was budgeted for that, and the Trump administration just canceled this. They just canceled it. This is crazy. 70 people have been infected by the bird flu in the United States so far. One has died. But, you know, this is not the pathogen that we're worried about. I mean, the bird flu that people are getting right now is the one that infects cows. And it has not yet jumped to humans in a way that, you know, can confer human-to-human transmission capabilities. When that happens, it's going to be an entirely new ballgame. And I say when that happens because it's almost inevitable. I mean, this is what we saw in 1918, 1919, when pigs in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, were infected with a bird flu, with this same kind of flu, and the pigs also were infected with a human flu, and the genes got crossed, and you ended up with a human version of a bird flu that killed millions of people all around the world. And this is, you know, Trump is seeing this coming and is like, yeah, we're not going to do anything about it. Meanwhile, Hitler pardoned his goons too, and progressive Democrats want to shake up the DNC. I'll tell you about that after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, I'll be picking up your phone calls in about 10 minutes. Stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat.
Recently, the U.S. cheese and dairy industry has been relying on exports pretty heavily, but it hasn't been easy going. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Ryan Yonkman, the vice president and co-founder of EverAg, is here to explain why we are having such difficulty finding places for this cheese and butter.
Yeah, and I would say that's where the risk or the fear lies as we look in the back half. The fact that we just rallied as fast and hard as we did off the lows does have us concerned that we don't have big back half exports booked. And if you look at the July to D's curve, you've got cheese trading around $2 a pound. Europe is trading currently about $2.20. That spread historically is a little tighter than normal in regards to, hey, we're going to get business done. Now, the EU is short, and maybe that's enough to get it done. But from what we're hearing, this spread right now is tightened enough to where I think exports get difficult.
As Yonkman was saying, we are going to need to watch the EU markets to see if that will pick up and help us out. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo. And we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Thursday. It is looking a bit worse for the wearer today as cash corn is down 4.5 cents at 446.5, and new crop corn is down 3 at 440.5. Cash soybeans are following that trend, down 4.75 at 1043.75, with new crop soybeans down 7 at 1030.5. July wheat is down 1.25 at 529. Class 3 milk is also seeing losses, with June contracts down 17 cents at 1918 a hundredweight, and July contracts down 34 cents at 1959 a hundredweight. With the look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70, and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
How much for all of your support?
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one little bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom.
He stood up tall with a clueless grin, said, do I gotta follow laws again? Like the rules are optional, some kind of whim, just a rich guy's game, win-win for him. But buddy, this ain't Mar-a-Lago, you can't just rule by yes or no. There's a document older than your spray tan hue, it's called the Constitution, and it applies to you. Oh, Donnie, where's your civics class? You swear on the book, then wipe your pass. You think the law's just for little guys in court? We got a new son, you're not a king or fort. This ain't a show, it's the land of the free. And the Constitution ain't your damn enemy.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. We'll see. So Hitler pardoned his goons, too. This is a fascinating piece. Harry Littman, you know, the former attorney, U.S. attorney, and I believe he was a U.S. attorney, and you know, political commentator on MSNBC, legal commentator, points out that Hitler came to power through lawful means in a weakened democracy, just like Putin or like Trump or Orban. There was this scandal with the brown shirts. The brown shirts were running the concentration camps. This was very early on. I mean, this is just, you know, this is 1935. This was just 2 years into Hitler's rule. And local prosecutors, this was the Hohenstein concentration camp, Hohenstein. Local prosecutors brought 23 SA guards, brown shirts, to trial on charges of torture and brutal mistreatment, including the suiciding of prisoners. And the defendants were, all 23 of them were convicted and sentenced to prison. And within a year, Hitler had released them. He had pardoned them. He gave them all a full pardon. And this paved the way for his unchecked rule and his thirst for world domination, writes Harry Littman. Similarly, Littman argues that Trump's full pardon of the criminals who committed January 6th was the worst thing, the worst betrayal of America ever done by an American president. I'd put it right up there with Andrew Johnson screwing up Reconstruction. And finally, two national progressive organizations, the Progressive Democrats of America, who I've been affiliated with for years and years, pdamerica.com is the website, and Roots Action, which is by and large Norman Solomon's group, have both delivered a petition with over 7,000 signers to the DNC to asking Ken Martin, the new chair of the DNC, to do something. Get aggressive. Yeah, they say for 4 months into his job as the DNC's chair, Ken Martin has yet to show us that the DNC is truly operating in real time while the country faces an unprecedented threat to what's left of our democracy. His power to call an emergency meeting of the full DNC remains unused, writes Norman Solomon. So, hey, let's get our act together. I'm with you. All right, what's on your mind today? Sandy in Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I guess it was much earlier now. When we talk about his recent tariff that was shot down, I don't know how else to say it, through the judges, through the courts, telling them he cannot use that emergency action anymore for tariffs. And then the question came up about in the midterms, since he won't, maybe he'll be blocked by doing some crazy stuff with tariffs. But in the midterms, should it happen that the economy does go into recession, he would probably blame it on those judges that stopped him from using tariffs, because that's excellent the way point. He does things, you yeah. know? And so I see that if the economy is good, he wins during the midterms, because he'll just say it's, you know, it's all because of him. And, of course, if the economy does a downward spiral, he'll say it was because of the courts, because it wouldn't allow him to do what he wanted to. So that's the kind of person we're always dealing with. And as far as when you said earlier that you think it's possible after reading the article by Robert Reich that he may turn rational, I kind of giggled, because I don't think this man, who is a pathological liar and has such issues with narcissism, that he could possibly at this age turn rational.
I agree. And I don't think the people around him, you know, the Stephen Millers and Tom Homans and J.D. Vances, will allow him to become rational, because they're irrational themselves. I mean, or at least extra constitutional.
So true. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you so much. Said it well, Sandy. Thank you very much. Deborah in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Let me get away from my rescue here. Get to where I can hear you better. Okay. Have rescue dogs at the heel. Think I'm talking to a friend. I have a question for you, and I may have missed this topic. Have you heard any comments about a website called Charlie.com?
No.
This, I started seeing promotions for this in the Kansas City market a week ago, and it advertises a website that seniors at the age of 62 taking their Social Security can have their checks sent directly to that account with no fees at any time during the month, which makes it sound like a bank. But it specifically addresses those eligible for participating in this are seniors at the age of 62. And I'm wondering if you might speculate that advertising like that, no major bank mentioned at all, just Charlie.com, if you think this is a step towards easing into...
I have no idea, but I just looked at Charlie, Charlie.com, and it's a restaurant website.
No, IE, Charlie IE.
Oh, IE.
CHARLIE.com.
All right.
When I looked at that, I found kind of a thread back to a bank, but specifically referenced, and then tagging to like a cash app tied to Block.
Yeah.
And it just starts wending its way back. But I suspected, and I'm in that age group well over, that
they're selling a debit card, basically. And that's I'm assuming that's how they'll make their
card.
Money is on the debit card fees.
Well, but if you limit that to seniors at 62, and the only specific debit that they referred to, and I'm sure you would have an opportunity to do otherwise, is your Social Security check.
Right.
So that starts funneling.
Right, and then you overdraw it, and then they hit you with fees. And, you know, I don't know anything about it, Deborah, so I can't speak to it, but, you know, it looks like they're targeted marketing, and, you know, where I just can't speak to it, Deborah. I'm sorry. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Oh, that's good. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm going to make it short. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but everything we're talking about and you're talking about, from Phil Inner to deporting, all this happened before the Civil War. I mean, if you understand the history of the Civil War between 1825 and, what, about 1860, what we're going through now, the same thing we went through then.
Yeah, it was the rise of the neo-fascists in the South, the neo-fascist oligarchs.
Well, the northern bankers was making all the money. That's what started the war. Because most of the southern plantation owners, they was mortgaged to the northern bankers. And what did Lincoln say? He had enemies to the north and he had enemies to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And he feared the enemies to the north more.
Well, he was concerned about the gold speculators, certainly.
A group called American Colonists. They were sending free. They say blacks ain't got no business being free in America. And they was shipping us, my family, and different black organizations to different countries, just like they're doing now. And the average white person couldn't make no money because of slavery. And they got upset. So that's when they started giving them land, you know, because they was getting ready to unite with the African-Americans. So they said, no, you're a little better. We get you a little land. So what we need to really look into what happened before the Civil War. Thank you.
You're welcome, Gar. Spot on. Although the plantation owners in the South, many of them were extraordinarily wealthy. I mean, you know, there was a rise of substantial oligarchy in the South. I know the Confederate apologists like to say it was the northern bankers, but it really wasn't.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've probably heard the rumor, you know, that you can't regrow cartilage. Well, what if that's not entirely true? Scientists have discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones that your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink you want. Louise adds it to her coffee in the morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use, and consistency is the key. So right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel younger, look better, start your transformation today.
Pushing back hard.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I got into this whole concept of a new world order. There's going to be three countries that control the world, an America, which would be North America, all the way to South America. Europe would be Europe and Africa, and Asia, which would be China and the rest of that. And the concept is that they couldn't control all those people. So basically, they wanted to send the herd down to just enough people to do the work and not enough to worry about overthrowing the government. Now, do you think maybe that Trump has got this concept of not caring how many people die? Just it'd be easier to control 100 million people than 300 million people.
You think that's why he canceled the bird flu vaccine?
Well, they had in Medicaid, SNAP, you know.
Yeah.
It's
more food for you, no more medicine for you. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
No end was evil.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, this is the new eugenics. You know, kind of same as the old eugenics. Jim, thank you. Very speculative, but chilling. Appreciate the call. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Thanks, Tom. You mentioned a little bit ago the progressive organization telling the DNC to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I get anywhere from 20 to 30 fundraising emails every single day from Democratic organizations and so-called Democratic leaders. And I see no action. I see them doing absolutely nothing, not even speaking out, just saying, we're in a crisis, we need your money, and doing nothing. I have started writing back to them and posting and everything else saying, when I see action, I will donate.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from the Women's March saying, hey, you know, can you donate so we can have bathrooms available on June 14th when we have our big march in D.C.? I donated. They're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But these other organizations that aren't doing anything, I'm writing to the senators, I'm writing to representatives, I'm writing to organizations to do something. If they don't, what's going to happen in 2026? The progressive will have become so disheartened by any lack of action at all by our leaders.
I agree. The other thing that's making it even worse is that a number of these organizations, these so-called progressive organizations, are just scams. They're organizations that, you know, 70% of their revenue is going to their executives and their employees, and virtually nothing is going to candidates or is going to action. These in particular are the ones that are sending out the text messages. Don't ever, ever, ever click on a text message. And if you do, don't ever give them money, no matter how appealing it is. If you want to give money to Bernie or AOC, there's phony organizations pretending to be them. You know, instead, just go right to their campaign websites and donate money that way. But be very, very wary, John.
I generally check out anybody I'm going to donate to. I mean, you know, a lot of the organizations, they go through Act Blue. I'm relatively comfortable there. But if, you know, you get
except that Act Blue represents a bunch of scam organizations too. They do not vet the organizations the way that they should.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But you know, the DNC, I get it. The DCCC, I get those.
Right. Yeah.
Those and I'm just saying, do something. If, you know, you want my money, do something. I will open my wallet and donate.
Yeah.
But if I don't see action, what's the point?
I agree, John, and I think this is true of most Americans. John, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. That's spot on. Rich in Berlin, Maryland. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good afternoon. First-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Greatly admire you and your show. You're a very brilliant man.
Thank you.
My question is, Trump quickly pardoned the January 6th rioters. And I wondered since the riot itself, among that group of men, were there Russian operatives whose job was to get to the Capitol, get to the offices of congressmen and senators and their staff, and steal documentation and secrets? And
or leave listening devices or something.
Get.
Yeah. I don't know, Rich. Right. So I don't think anybody knows. I mean, it's still a big question of, you know, what happened to the panic buttons in the offices of a couple of congresspeople.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's weird stuff around this. There had to be a much larger conspiracy than the one we know about. I mean, Tommy Tuberville, you know, was in Trump's private suite the night before January 6th and, you know, kind of bragging that big stuff is coming. I would like to see a real investigation. Merrick Garland dropped the ball on this thing so badly. You know, he for all practical purposes, and, you know, collapsed the ball. I mean, it's dead. So,
it was very badly. I appreciate your listening to me because I've raised this question to other friends who think I'm a little, you know, conspiracy minded. But I think there's more to the story.
Yeah, I'd be skeptical about Russian agents, but I'm not skeptical about the possibility that there were larger conspiracies and that they really intended to end democracy in America. That was their goal, and now they're doing it, you know, through the White House. Rich, thank you for the call. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Did you hear the news? There's a new business opening in the Broadway District. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Friday, May 30th at 10 a.m., you can join in the celebration of welcoming Crepe Bistro and Cafe to the Broadway District in downtown Green Bay. Coffee will be provided, and they encourage you to stay and have an early lunch after the ceremony. Don't forget to mark it in your calendar. Check out more details. Head to WGBW.FM. Click events.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now it's two federal courts saying Trump's sweeping tariffs are unlawful. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras saying the president does not have the authority under the Emergency Powers Act. The Court of International Trade reached the same ruling yesterday. Markets today mixed, digesting it all. International students are wondering if they'll have to leave the U.S. The Trump administration is trying to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll foreigners, and the State Department says it's going to revoke visas from China. ABC's Britt Klenet in Hong Kong.
It does look and sound like another tit-for-tat measure at a tense time in ties with China amid a tariff war that may have plateaued for now, but plenty of uncertainty does remain. China has said it firmly opposes the move and urged the U.S. to pursue more constructive relations.
Well, it's hurricane season now swirling in the Pacific, the season's first tropical storm, the A storm, and that is Alvin. This is ABC News.